Amen. Father Jehovah, it's in your Son's name, Jesus, that we humbly bow our heads before you, Jehovah. We're so happy to be here on the final day of our district convention. We've been blessed the past 2 days, and we look forward to the many blessings of the day. We pray now for your Spirit to be upon our day, to be with each and every one of us here, and especially those that are visiting for the first time. We are so happy to have so many here. We're thankful, Jehovah, for those that have prepared their parts and done so much work in preparing so that we can get the most out of the program today. So we ask that you be with each and every one of our brothers that will be delivering parts today. Jehovah, we know you are the provider of escape. We've learned that. And now we pray that we can send this information down into our hearts and minds and continue to strive to put up a hard fight for the faith. You know, these are critical times. You are the only source of deliverance, and we're so happy to be invited by you to be here this morning. We look around in the audience, and we see so many young ones, Jehovah, and so we're privileged to have them with us as well. We pray that you continue to help them to build their heart appreciation for you as their deliverer. We're thankful, Jehovah, that knowing that your kingdom has drawn near, it is time for you to deliver the righteous. So we're so thankful to be informed. We appreciate the ransom sacrifice of your Son, which makes it possible for us to have an acceptable standing before you. We thank you for that, Jehovah. We thank you for the beautiful day we have to look forward to. So we pray that you help us to pay close attention to all the parts that will be delivered today. So once again, Jehovah, we pray for your Spirit to be upon our district convention this morning and also this afternoon. And we ask that you help us to have the right heart attitude as we peer into the wonderful things of your word. And we look forward to, of course, to the drama, which will help us to see that we need to be obedient to your authority and subject ourselves to you. So again, we ask for forgiveness, Jehovah. We are dust, and we sin daily. So we pray for your forgiveness in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please be seated. The scriptural theme for this third day of our district convention is, know that the kingdom of God is near, taken from Luke chapter 21, verse 31. Those words call for a sense of urgency. One way in which we keep our sense of urgency alive is by reading a portion of God's word each day. Notice how Brother Gerald Brown from the English congregation in League City, Texas, developed that thought as he and his family present Examining the Scriptures Daily Renew Our Sense of Urgency.
Today, we live in a time of urgency unparalleled by any other period in man's history. Bible prophecy and world events clearly indicate that we are living in critical times, hard to deal with. And thus, we may feel as if the rush of daily events is sweeping us along like a twig in a swift stream. So how can our families and we stay alert and maintain a keen sense of urgency in this final part of the last days? Well, how would you react to the news that a very powerful hurricane was approaching the Texas Gulf Coast? Now, most of us can relate to this, can we not? Would you not immediately and urgently begin to make the necessary plans to stock food, water, batteries, and other items? And would you not fortify and strengthen your home in preparation for high winds and flying debris? And would you not daily, perhaps even hourly, monitor the local news and weather forecast for guidance? Finally, if necessary, would you not quickly evacuate to safer ground? Yes, the very safety of both your family and you depends on your acting with a sense of urgency. Similarly, as we await the imminent destruction of this ungodly world, every day we are confronted with tremendous pressures and obstacles, the spiritual high winds and flying debris of this old system as we endeavor to maintain our sense of spiritual urgency and alertness. Does it not make good sense for us to turn to God's Word, the Bible, our spiritual battery, our stock of spiritual food, and our spiritual weather channel, as it were, daily for guidance, encouragement, and comfort? One of the means to fortify us spiritually is the regular consideration of the publication Examining the Scriptures Daily. Let us look in on a family as they consider today's text. Well, today's text for July 16th is taken from Luke chapter 10, verse 17. And there I'll read it. It says, Lord, even the demons are made subject to us by the use of your name. So let's read the Watchtower comments and see whom this scripture is referring to or talking about. It reads, for 2 years or so, the 12 apostles accompanied Jesus on his preaching tours throughout the land, enjoying a close relationship with him. They heard his sayings, witnessed his powerful works, and saw his personal example. In addition, Jesus designated, that means he assigned or he chose, 70 others and sent them forth by twos in advance of him into every city and place to which he himself was going to come. He also told them about the trials and hardships ahead and instructed them to tell people, the kingdom of heavens has come near to you. When the 70 returned, they were overjoyed, but perhaps to their surprise, Jesus revealed, that means he told them, that an even greater joy was in store for them. He told them, do not rejoice over this, that the spirits are made subject to you, but rejoice because your names have been inscribed in, that means that it was written down, in the heavens. So, Nicholas, who went with Jesus on his preaching tours to the different cities?
His 12 apostles.
Okay, good job, Nicholas. And Christopher, do you think, what do you think they must have seen when they were with Jesus for so long?
They probably saw him do a lot of miracles and tell people about Jehovah.
Okay, that's right. Very good, Christopher. Now, the text says that Jesus also sent 70 others by twos to preach ahead in the different cities and tell people that the kingdom of the heavens is drawn near. So he warned them, though, that people would be really mean to him. Remember that, Nicholas? He warned them that people would be really mean and they would have really hard times ahead. So, Nicholas, do you think that this made them too afraid to go talk to people about Jehovah?
No, they were very happy.
Right again, Nicholas, that's true. In fact, maybe Mama can tell us just why they were so happy, but then what else Jesus told them?
Well, they were so happy at how powerful Jesus' name was, because even the demons couldn't hurt them when they used his name. But Jesus also told them not to be happy over just this. But even more importantly, they were to be happy because their names were written in the heavens. This means that they would have the hope to go to heaven to rule with Jesus over the paradise earth.
And you know, that's such a good point. Christopher, do you think that when we in our ministry today, when we use Jesus' name or Jehovah's name, that it helps us too?
Yes, it turns away Satan and his demons.
All right, very fine. You know, by sending his disciples and his apostles out, Jesus was wanting people to know how important that it was that they learned to serve Jehovah right away with a sense of importance or a sense of urgency. In fact, in our time, the kingdom of Jehovah is close, isn't it? We're in the last days, and so we have to serve Jehovah with a sense of real importance, a real sense of urgency. Do you know what the word urgency actually means? Well, you guys remember whenever we had to evacuate for the hurricane? Remember, we went really fast. We got all of our belongings and we packed up and we went as fast as we could with all of our energy, all of our power, didn't we? Nicholas, what do you think could have happened if we hadn't gone right away?
We could have gotten hurt.
Okay, very good. We could have gotten hurt, maybe even lost our lives, because it was a life or death situation. So it is, too, with us today. We're living in the last days, and Jehovah's going to soon destroy all the wicked people, all the people who don't listen to him and who don't know him. So we want to be sure that we make it in paradise, don't we? And, you know, by considering the text like we do as a family, it really strengthens our sense of importance to serve Jehovah. It strengthens our sense of urgency. So this has been a fine text, and so now let's get ready for the rest of our day.